Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. We are in our 6th special session, day one. It is February 2nd, 2021. The time is 10:01 a.m. Assistant Chief Redcorn, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for yet another day to serve our people. We'd like to ask you to help us and guide us and put our minds in a good place where we can work together and work together productively, but most of all, do what is necessary to improve the lives of Osage people everywhere. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your blessings on those that are bereaved, those in the service, those that have had losses that are immeasurable in personal lives. We ask you to comfort them and help them in any way that you can. Help us see what they need and help us help them also. We ask your blessings on this nation and its people and its government, and all of these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Assistant Chief. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker. Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is the executive message by Principal Chief Jeffrey Standing Bear. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning, Madam Speaker. Good morning, members of the Congress. There is one matter to consider today, and Casey Johnson, Director of Operations, will be leading the discussion for the executive branch. And before I go further on that specific item, I'd like to take the opportunity, because it does affect this matter and all matters, is the status of the vaccinations by the Osage Nation of the people against this terrible virus. As many of you know, as many of you supported the efforts of the Wajaji Health Clinic, Dr. Ron Shaw, the Health Board, over 1,000 people have been vaccinated using the allocations provided by the Indian Health Service, which we have found, and of course, is not enough. We have been averaging about 100 doses per week. I'm glad to report that through the efforts of Dr. Shaw and the staff, 500 doses were delivered to the Wajaji Health Clinic yesterday afternoon. There is a very strong distribution program that seems and appears, and I verified, working well. This is great work by our health system, and I encourage our people to take advantage of this. I was informed that the phone calls to our people eligible are resulting in almost a 50% rejection rate of the opportunity for whatever reason. I have taken the second shot, and I'm fortunate not to have any reactions to the first or second, but I can tell you that I'm much more comfortable with my belief that I am now much better protected. I encourage our people to look further into this option, consult with whoever you may wish to consult with, but we will continue to offer this vaccination to those who are eligible. And we are working on that eligibility weekly as we go through the priority list. Well, there's that. And we will continue to push for more and more doses. In the meantime, business goes forward. I've just left our accounting office for yet another meeting, assisting in what we've identified the changeovers in the accounting systems this past summer, from the old systems into the new systems, which have caused so much concern. We are in great shape of moving that forward. Now, the repairs being made there are by people and accounting, but the repairs, this is what they call the segue, I think, that are needed for the nation's buildings and structures, they must also go on. I've been informed by Mr. Johnson and other staff that there are immediate needs for repairs and maintenance of our tribal buildings, as usual, and we have identified some costs, and it's not enough, what we're requesting now, but we will have more coming forward from gaming, but we need to start many of these projects right now. Some of them include this building, which this Congress is in. Mr. Johnson will explain that. Those of you that keep up with the gaming operations know that we are still exceeding expectations and budgets for the hard work of our people there. And we have asked that a true-up not come at the end of the fiscal year, where we have found there are legal issues causing those funds, if they come in on the last day of the fiscal year, like this last year, we have over $20 million now we cannot access because of our own laws we've imposed upon us. We imposed upon ourselves. So to avoid that problem, we have encouraged the gaming to do the true up on an estimate, as an estimate, as soon as possible. And we expect in April, they are trying by April to provide those funds then. And I cannot say what some members of the Congress have heard already from gaming and myself, because those numbers were discussed in executive session. So from those funds, please consider whatever Mr. Casey Johnson is saying about the need today through the legislation that's before you, that we are going to ask that some of those monies that are coming in April from gaming be used to further the repairs, maintenance, and rehabilitation of some of the buildings here which need the work. So I will defer to Mr. Johnson for committee discussion. So thank you, Madam Speaker.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. Next is a legislative message, and I just want to speak to the members on the the plan for today, which is to immediately enter into the committee meeting, and however long that discussion takes in committee meeting is scheduled until noon today. However, if the committee were to complete going over the legislation prior to noon, then either way, I think we should go back in, reconvene, and move the bill forward to the place of engrossment. And then if you would like at that point to break for lunch and engrossment, we would do that for a brief lunch and come back and for the final vote. Of course, there are other options. It was mentioned this morning, you know, entering into committee of the whole to have this discussion, but that's just up to the Congress, up to the committee. I realize, as the appropriations chair, Second Speaker Rivard mentions that, you know, we do have newer members of Congress and older members who maybe haven't addressed the property improvement fund, the property income account in some time. And so it's good to have that discussion again and hear about all the needs of the executive branch in order to take care of that. So again, we just have the one agenda item with the transfer of the fund to take care of those items that the executive branch needs. So that's just what today looks like to me. Thank you, Chief, for your remarks and update regarding the vaccine. That is wonderful news. That is really cool to have so many come in. I think we've been blessed all together, but I would agree that, you know, our clinic has done good work in administering the vaccine. I had a good experience. I've received my first and second doses as well, so have many members of our community. We've done a good job in covering our employees and you know, elders, and just it's rolling. The age limit is dropping rapidly, so that's good. And I just think overall in Indian Country, we've really been taken care of, and Indian Country tribes are really doing a good job at getting it out. And just as they said before, information from DC is, you know, they hope to be giving vaccinations on every corner in America. So I agree with Chief and ask that the members of Congress continue to speak to constituents on, you know, helping to ease their fear of the vaccine, because as Chief stated, there are many who are turning the vaccine down, and that's unfortunate. I have one, maybe two grown children that are wanting to try to turn the vaccine down when their time comes, and that's, you know, something that I've had to deal with, and hoping that we can get better at that. But you know, they are adults, but it's just, I think that almost a duty to America to do this. So anyways, I just ask the members continue to, you know, provide leadership and to help ease our people's fears, and be willing to put them in contact with Dr. Shaw, the clinic, whatever we might need to do to help them ease our fears and maybe understand a little better. Okay, so I think that that's about it. And going into the committee meeting again, we'll just reconvene as soon as the committee meeting is over, that the legislation has been addressed, and go from there. So I think that's about it. I appreciate, Chief, for your comments. Thank you, Assistant Chief, for being here. And let's get to work, and everybody have a good day. Thank you. Next is bills and resolutions on first reading. Are you okay?
Speaker, this is Jody.
Second Speaker Rivard.
I'd like to read in ONCA 21-15. an act to authorize and appropriate $1,213,357 to the Osage Nation Property Improvement Fund and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you. ONCA 2115 is assigned to the Appropriations Committee. We are on motions and notices. Second speaker, Rivard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. I would like to make notice that the Appropriations Committee meeting will begin at 10:30 and will be held until noon. And that's today.
Motion to recess to the call of the speaker so that appropriations can meet.
Second.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to recess for the purpose of the Appropriations Committee. Any discussion? All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, we are in recess to the call of the speaker. Thank you.
Thank you.
I was a tapper, not a slammer. Oh.
Like they say, it's good to see. Well, I'm going to go do this, what has to be done. So, all right. Thank you.
Does appropriations stay on this feed or do we go into the appropriations feed? Does anyone know?
I was looking at the number, Congressman, and it looks like it's the same number.